Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The second week of Advent, the preparations continue. So I have a question for you this morning to ponder. What do a bunch of snakes, a pile of rocks, and a nearly dead tree have in common with one another? Think about that for a minute. Bunch of snakes, pile of rocks, and a nearly dead tree. They don't seem to have a whole lot in common. Maybe simply the fact that they're unproductive, although bunches of snakes have been known to be pretty productive, reproductive. Consider for a minute that all of these things could be used to describe us at some point in time in our lives. They're words that John the Baptist uses on the banks of the Jordan River to describe those who have come down to flee from the wrath to come, as he says. Bunch of snakes, pile of rocks, and a nearly dead tree. Sometimes as the idea of a bunch of snakes, he calls them a brood of vipers, is the word he uses, describing the group of people who have come down to be baptized by him in the Jordan, or at least to simply stand and gawk at the weirdos standing in the water. They've come down to the river. And we, I think, sometimes, if we're to use our imaginations, we get caught up in that serpentine world where hissing and spitting and attacking, snapping at one another, devouring one another, we do tend to fall into that category sometimes. Poisonous, toxic, vicious, we can be. Now, I'm not saying we're always like that, but we tend to fall into that category sometimes in our lives. And if you picture a pile of rocks just kind of sitting there by the side of the river or by the side of the road, not really doing much of anything, collecting moss, as rocks here tend to do, getting green and fuzzy, not going anywhere, maybe fairly useless, except perhaps to hold a door open. We do tend to fall into that category too sometimes. And fruitless trees, boy, we can look good sometimes. We can grow leaves and branches, but an apple tree that doesn't have apples, or a cherry tree that doesn't have cherries, not really worth much of anything except firewood. The baptizer uses all three of these to describe the people that have come down to the river to be baptized. And all three could be used to describe us at some point in time. Now, the Jordan River, at this point in John's ministry, is getting pretty crowded. There are lots of people who have come down to gawk at the camel hair wearing, locust eating madman from the wilderness who stands in the river shouting about the wrath to come. They've come down to see what in the world is this guy up to. They've all come with different motivations, different wonderings, different leanings. And John begins to call them out, each and every one of them. You brood of vipers, don't think that you can call Abraham your father and think you can get away with murder. It doesn't work that way. God can make children out of anybody. You don't need a pedigree to be in God's family. So he warns the people about the wrath to come. We almost never talk in those terms. We're sort of averse to that fire and brimstone kind of preaching. Lutherans are not known for that, standing on the soapbox with the megaphone. We leave that to the other guys. But there's something that happens when we do that, when we relinquish that, when we say that that is the only other guys are the ones who preach that way, not us. Well, we tend to become snakes, rocks, fruitless trees. When we don't have a sense of urgency, when we don't have a fire lit underneath us, we tend to get comfortable and complacent. So we need to be honest this morning. We need to be honest all the time, but this morning especially, we need to face the Word of God and realize that we are indeed in need of salvation from all of that. That we can stand accused of being snakes and rocks and fruitless trees. There were not all as kind and gentle as we claim to be. But there's hope. There was hope for the people who had gathered by the river. They asked John, "What do we do then? What do we do if this is the wrath to come? What's the way out of it?" Well, John came baptizing for repentance. And we need repentance. We need to realize the life that we've been living, the sin that is involved in all of the things that we do, and we need to repent of it. We need to ask God to forgive us. We need to go to him and say, "Lord, we have messed up." And we've done that. But it's not just a one and done. We do it all the time. When I worked with Celebrate Recovery, which is a Christian 12-step program up in Alaska, one of the things that we were reminded in the steps is that we take regular inventory of our days, the things we've done, the things we've said, and when we are wrong, we cover it up and don't tell anyone. No, that's not what we do. Or maybe that is what we do. But what we need to do is what the step reminds us of, and that is when we are wrong, we promptly admit it. We admit it. We own up to it. We realize we are not perfect. And we seek the forgiveness and the grace of God in Jesus. So that's what we do as snakes. We seek the grace of God and the forgiveness that comes in Christ. And we look to the cross and we see that even slithering snakes can become, are you ready? Sanctified saints. Through Christ. And as a pile of rocks sitting around collecting dirt, dust, and moss, we seek the grace and forgiveness of God. And that rubble of rocks can become repentant rejoicers. Slithering snakes, repentant rejoicers. It's amazing what the words can do. That's getting pulled out. So what about the fruitless trees then? What do we do when we can't grow fruit? Or we don't grow fruit? Who can restore a tree back to its fruit-growing prowess? Who can give the fruit back to the tree? None but Jesus. And so we, as fruitless trees, look to Christ and in Him receive that forgiveness that restores the fruit, that gives the apples back to the apple tree. See, as the baptizer stands in the water baptizing people as they come, he does so looking at the one who was to follow him, the one whose way he was preparing, Jesus. John continually pointed everybody to Jesus. And when he showed up on the shoreline himself, he said, "Here is the one, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world. That's the guy. That's where the snakes need to go. That's who gives life to the rocks. That's who restores fruit to the branches. He's the one. And he's there for us. He restores us. In our baptisms, we are reconnected, we are given new life, and every day we are given that wonderful gift of remembering our baptisms and knowing the grace that is ours in him. We're reminded all the time. When we come to his table and we're fed once again, we go away as restored trees, as living stones, as kindler and gentler snakes. That's what Jesus does. That's who Jesus is for us, for you, and for me. Amen.